which causes you to reincarnate in the hell, in all the 8 hot hells. There's 8 major hot hells. So you need karma which causes you to reincarnate and experience all the 8 hot hells, completely get purified by just going one time around. This is due to the power of that mantra. Then there's another mantra, Stainless Beam Deity's mantra. If you have that mantra inside, then you offer bell to the stupa. Then any birds, dogs, people in that area, anybody who hear the sound of the bell, you know, that's offered to the stupa, all they need karma, killed father, mother, arhat, caused blood to Buddha, disunity among the sanghas. All those 5 unentered karma get completely purified. Even the birds, animals in the area, whoever hears the sound of the bell that offered to the stupa, which contains this mantra. So there's many powerful mantras. It's so unbelievable benefit for the sentient beings, you know, who see, who circumvent, who touch, yeah, who make offering. So incredible benefit to the sentient beings, you know, to their mind. So bring them to enlightenment. So the holy objects, stupa and statue, these things, without words, without need to talk, dharma, in silence, you liberate by actualizing this, by actualizing these holy objects in silence, without need to talk, you see, in silence, you liberate so many sentient beings, you know, by purifying their need karma, save them from the lower realms. Every day, so many sentient beings, you see, liberate from samsara by actualizing power. Then bring them to enlightenment. So every day, you see, you are able to benefit through these holy objects. You know? So many sentient beings without words. even they come with it, as tourists, you know, as an animal, whatever, you see, touch stupa or go around or whatever, even receiving shadow of the stupa, you know, on their bodies, people then come to get purified. So that, yeah. So starting with printing this. Even printing inside this text, you know. Because due to shortage of merit, you have a lot of difficulties in your life. So, you see, it helps to make it life easy by collecting a lot of merit. And these are essential methods, you see. So wherever this text is in your house, where this Dhamma Sutra text is, then all the devas, asuras, the devas, they come to worship. Those old beings, you know, it become a holy place for the world, all those beings to worship. Become your place, your house become a holy place, you know, where those other beings come to prostrate, circumambulate. Become like stupa, your house, your place, you see. Did the power, did the blessing, the power of this text. Young Rabbi, you remember the Yamaha, the
Son or daughter, anybody, how many Mount Meru, the largest mountain is Mount Meru, so how many Mount Meru there is in the world of the great thousand of 3,000. So it's universe, you know, 1,000 universe, so then you count that as one. Then you, you know, like that, you see, then you make another 1,000. From that 1,000, you know, you make 1,000. That's the second 1,000. Then second 1,000, with that, you make 1,000. So then the third 3,000. So that's great 1,000 of 3,000 universe. So how many mountain mirror there are? So that many piles of seven types of jewels, gold and silver, all the things. Then you make offering. You make offering. Here, Mata Buddha, I think. That much merit, and then you memorize one verse, one verse, which has four words from this Parasana Paramita text. This one, and then reveal to others. The merit is 100 times, so much times, much more you collect than the previous one, than that much wealth is my offering.
This is the mantra of the Brahman Kali Sutra. I don't remember 100%. I have received the Dhamma Sutra oral transmission from Geshe Sangha Rinpoche, a Mongolian Lama, Geshe, Rarambha Geshe, from Tibet. he was the abbot of the Sera monastery in Tibet. Sera means usually the chapter of the abbot, but
Once the after Mao Zedong died, the with second the president, there was some freedom given to have monastery, you know, to have some monk, not like before total freedom, but to have some monk to have some activity. So that time, then they appointed because so many monks they had to engage, they were forced, otherwise there's danger in their life. So they were forced to kill animals, goats, and you know, they were forced many things to do. So all the monks have a high respect and faith to Mongolian the Geshe Senge. So he became abbot for a few number of years in Tibet. So he came to us in Dharamsala and here started teaching about two months. our sister college deity, more strict hydro deity, this deity and all the different types of teachings. You know. Three volumes by Kaka. Kaka is one Lama of Mongolia who's like Dalai Lama for them. You know. Three volumes, then two volumes by 50 Dalai Lama. And I received initiations a few times here in Dharamsala, that initiation. So I received from Dushida, which is Sangha Rinpoche, the oral transmission piece. And then the mantra, I'm not 100% sure what I have lineage or not, but anyway, I just read or possibly imprint. So by reciting this mantra, then same as you recited the mantra 90,000 times. Namo Bhagavata Pajaparamitaya Namo Bhagavata Pajaparamitaya Om Nata Om Nate Tita Ilishi Ilishi Milishi Milishi Binayan Binayan Namo Bhagavata Pattayanka Pattayang Patti Iriti Iriti Miriti Miriti Shuri Shuri Ushuri Ushuri Buyi Buyi Sodhi Shemini Bada Nenji Deva Jujava Chukur Tala Vada Nyama Jura There was one person from Indonesia, one businessman. He totally lost his business. It was a very heavy state. So I met him at the airport when I was going to Singapore. the previous time. So I did checking. So it came out very good to pick up his business to develop. Came out very good to recite. One way is you read all these texts, present permanent. But another way is you can recite the mantra of those texts, you see. It's reading the whole text. You can recite those mantra. Like here, there's a mantra of Dhammaka Sutra that you see, you can recite. And the unbelievable merit and purification, you see. Because even for business, you need purify, you need karma. Even for success business, even those success of this life, like business, whatever, when you have difficulties, even for that, you need purify, you need karma. So that's the. That's the best solution and collect the merit, which is the only way you can have success. You know? Merit. If you don't have merit, then no matter how much you are smart, no matter how much you have studied economics, no matter how much you are smart, it doesn't work. You see, no matter how much you try, it doesn't work. Nothing will happen. How much you have degree, it won't work. From university, it doesn't work. You have to merit. So therefore, that's any project. Anyway. So therefore, anyway, so I gave him the mantra. There's a mantra of all this personal permanent teaching. So I gave him mantra to recite. Anyway, there's quite a bit of mantra to recite. Anyway, he has a problem. So anyway, he has problems. So it's up to him whether he accepts or not. So I just gave him. So I think he actually did it. So he actually recited. So then his business picked up. So he actually did it. He actually did what I said. Then I heard, you know, the business improved. So however, you see, you need purification, and you need quite a lot of merit. You see, so, you sign this text of mantra, that's that. I would have long all transmission. Oma Yadama hit the Brava, mental dependent arising. Oma Yadama hit the Brava head in the Canada, do you want that? They can't tell you the Yamba the Masha Manas or Bajas, I did them already. But when the Balai Bajas never did remember, so Bajas does my mono, Balai Bajas didn't know what did it remember. So I was looking at under the numbers of us in Buddha, so I was the Major Machine and go, how, Bagavan, I thought that was a moment, but my summer's down pair. And there's some, okay, and then that's it. So I did about a staff mentor also last night, long oral transmission. So those who are, I was supposed to do initiation last night. I think I was supposed to do many things last night. including enlightenment. So anyway, billions of things. Anyway. So anyway, didn't happen. Anyway, if those things didn't happen, but what happy what those say, able to they give refuge presets and those talks, very important subject to foundation, you know, otherwise not stable. like that. so can those who intend to take Vajrasattva initiation and want to do retreat, that still can do. Even though I didn't do initiation, but I did the loom, which you need. So those who intended to retreat, that's most welcome, extremely most welcome. Those who plan to retreat, you see. That is one thing what we should do immediately. Purification. Most important is purification. So if you die today, we need to purify. Or need karmas. So that's the immediate solution. Vajrasattva retreat, you see. One time you do big number, purify so much all the powers, you see. That is very important. Then continue every day some practice, you know. It is good that you see this 1 month meditation course. This 1 month, we're coming here to 1 month meditation course. And not sure what day will be another chance like that is not, you can't say in your life, in our life, you see, there's another chance like that if it's not sure, you can't really say. So this is the one, you know, so definite one is now. So therefore, it's good to follow all the programs. Good to follow the schedules. Indeed, good for to do everything. Try to be here for all the programs. See the programs of the meditation and see the talks. people put a lot of effort climbing Mount Everest. You know, they which is nothing. You see, they spent millions of dollars to climb Mount Everest, you know, just to get the reputation, that dry, just some dry name, you know. You see, they put so many million dollars, you know, maybe many hundred thousand dollars. You see, which is totally aimed meaningless. like that. However, the people spend so much money and the effort, you know, many years, whole life they put effort. In things that was totally meaningless, nothing, and just total nirkama, because the motivation is just attachment. This life is nothing. Totally wasted all that money, totally waste life, totally. You see, put so much life for many years. So you see like that in the world, there's so many people, you know, human beings received precious human body, but totally wasted by doing meaningless actions. You see. So it's very important here, you see, apart from enlightenment, you know, the world, even you die for that, you see, you know, even by die by doing prostration, you know, you see, to by doing prostration to Buddha, to Buddhism, but you see, for Dharma,
by practicing Dharma, if you die, it's worthwhile. You see, so far, how we died by creating this karma. You see, we died by creating this karma. For meaningless work, we died for meaningless work. You see, so many times we died, most of death we died by doing meaningless works. So by practicing Dharma, we died by doing like New Year's, you see, Compassion Buddha's retreat, the 2 days, very intensive retreat, very powerful purification, and quite unbelievable merit. So even we die by doing that practice. Anyway, until we reach the level of power where you overcome death, you see, where you no more experience death, until that we have to die anyway. Anyway, you have to die. So by dying, by practicing Dharma, dying for sentient beings, rather you die for yourself, die than dying. Anyway, you have to die, so you die for sentient beings. You see, die, you see, to spread Dharma, to liberate sentient beings, to bring them to enlightenment. However, she dying by practicing Dharma, you die. That's extremely worthwhile. Anyway, you have to die in that time. Being hardships to maintain a long dream, you die. That's extremely worthwhile way of dying. See, like that. So anyway, you see, like that. Even cause like danger. It's very worthwhile. So therefore, very important, you know, this 1 month to try hard. Doesn't matter what you believe or not. Just learn it. You have to learn it. And so that if you learn, if you have understanding, you can so that you analyze. That's my point. So therefore should listen to teachings. Last night, the night before, I was talking about karma. And when I went back, there were quite, I think there are more men, less women, I think more men in the dining room there. There are more men there talking. So I think that, when I went there, I was teaching, I saw more men. I didn't see much women there. But the very important teaching is the karma. They change the mind, change action. So you see, even the one chance you have here, if you waste your life going around, instead of attending the teachings, going around outside. So then, even the chance, that one chance we have, if you do that, then you see, when you're going to have your, when you're going to change your life, when you're going to change your mind. You see, when you're going to have spiritual progress, develop mind in the, when you're going to develop your mind in the path to enlightenment, you know, like that. Like this. At the moment, we don't know how precious it is. We don't know. So it takes time. It takes time to realize, to this. it takes time to realize, to discover. Need a lot of merit. Need so much merit to So you see, there's a lot of logics. You know, there are a lot of logics. You know, somebody who knows about reincarnation, about this, that. There's so many. Logics there to prove. But you see, that's not. That alone. You see, that is very need to know. But you see, that alone, still that, for some people, still that's not enough. You see, still that alone is not enough. You see, from that person's side, need purify. From that person's side, need purify the mind. Until you don't purify the mind, it's like the mirror covered by dust, the dirt on the cloth, there's a nice, beautiful painting on the wall, then covered by dust. You can't see it. You see. So you see, you need clean that. So no matter how sharp with the logic to prove things like that. For some people, that's not enough. You need from that person's side, you need to purify the departments. If there's no purification, no matter how sharp it is, it won't affect that person's mind. So you need to practice purification. You see, then you can have a deeper view, insight, discovery. Then things can happen. You can see beyond. Otherwise, blocked. Mm. Like wearing dark glasses. No, the pure wear dark glasses, but dark glass that you can't see. Dark glass. Anyway, like that. So like this. Then other thing is this. General advice for life that so those who want to see now after doing the course, then you want to continue a meditation. You want to continue a meditation everyday life. So usually that's the question, what to do. You're going back to the West. And so my suggestion is that it's extremely important to continue the, even though the main practice to meditate on the Lam Rim, to study Lam Rim and to meditate on Lam Rim, that's the main goal of the life. And the foundation, the foundation, there is a, generally in the text, you see, advice, and then, you see, but, you know, you see, after say first analyzing, then after one has found spiritual master, guru, and then correctly devoting the virtuous friend with the thought and action on the basis of that, then meant to study Lam Rim, meant to practice Lam Rim, and to have realization of Lam Rim, keep as a path. And after that, it is two stages. That's the main goal of the life, you know, and it's the best way to serve others. It's the most deepest way to serve other sentient beings, most profound, deepest way to serve other sentient beings. Even though there are many social services, you know, giving food and clothing, so forth, this and that is maintained. But deepest one is the yourself eating the party, in that, so that you can bring liberation from suffering, samsara, and bring enlightenment. So, however, based on good heart, you know, I see, based on good heart, practice good heart, not harming other sentient beings, and how that benefiting others as much as possible. On the basis of that, then study, you see, especially then Lam Rim, and meditate, so that, that, to make successful your realization, listening, reflecting, meditation practice, to have realization of Lam Rim to be successful, you know, to be able to complete, then that is merit, collecting much merit and purifying obstacles and receiving blessing of the guru in our heart. That depends on guru devotion, practice of guru devotion, you see, guru yoga. So, therefore, you need these other practices. Just reading text and just meditating, you see, without doing all those others, not possible. Because you know, for the seed to grow up, produce plant or fruit, everything, you need water, you need soil, you see, you need many things. So, exactly the same to develop the realization, you know, in the mind, to up to enlightenment,
you need all these conditions. Receive blessing by the water, receive blessing of the guru in one's heart, you know, by doing guru yoga, guru devotion practice, and then those practice of purification, practice of correcting marriage, you need those things. from refuge, Buddhist, they know that 6 preparatory practice or the, as you down the seven limb, those also, you see, mandala offering, requesting, all those things. So therefore, I wrote one book, Daily Meditation, this is Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. Simple, but it has to expand the meanings, is it how, why, you know, each practice of why and how. So it doesn't appear as a ritual, just what people think of ritual, see? You know, so it doesn't, without knowing what is for, you know, you see, and knowing without knowing how to practice and without knowing why, so there's some explanation. So this is for that. Somebody who wants to do meditation every day, some beginner, you see, and also after doing, having done a course, weekend course, whatever it is, to do something with. So this is one book. Then also, Karen, who led meditation course for so many years, didn't travel much to outside, you know, give teachings by other nuns, but some other nuns, but she just did here for so many years. So who collected many say experiences and herself did practice. So she made one book. I think everybody knows. So that was extremely good. how to meditate on something. You see the actually how to, you know. So they're quite short, you know, but yet very effective. So so that's very good. That's good for both new beginners and also even those who heard Lamrim preaching before in their everyday life to meditate. It's also, that's also very good. So you see, this daily meditation has this preliminary practices. So you need those things. So that. And then say, so the first thing in the morning, you wake up. Then, if possible, then first things you can think of emptiness. There are different verses, you know, different quotations like that. And usually in the tantric practice. In the tantra practice, you know, when you work, you go to bed by mentioning this, you know, if possible, clear light meditation like that. But also, when you wake up, you rise from out of emptiness. You see, and for tantra practice, now. And when you practice tantra, you see, a lot of tantra, kind of same, generally same, you know, emptiness. You see, so the first thing you can emptiness. There are verses recited by Dakinis to you, then that pursued you. Things like that to work, you see. Then, so they're say, persuading to practice Lamrim, you know, free from samsara, say, free from samsara, and to achieve enlightenment, and that's it. Then, by practicing Vajrayana to achieve Kulanga. However, in professional tantra, you who practice what you're supposed to call the commentary, you see, the daily life, so they are like that. So anyway, first thing, you know, you can use the different quotations, verses, you know, very effective quotations from different teachings. Can use, but however, one day, one day you can do the meditation dependent arising, maintain the emptiness by using the logic how everything are dependent arising. That you see. Because there's aggregates, so
I, so therefore I exist. I exist merely imputed by the mind. When you think of that, then you know that there's no I on the aggregates. You see, aggregates not I. Aggregates not I. There's no I on the aggregates. It's clear. So you see, then like that, starting from aggregates down to as I mentioned, particles, particles, and all that. So it's all, and the split second consciousness, all that, and the final is all like that. All like that, you know, makes it the main name. So everything doesn't have a slightest inherent existence from the side. Everything totally empty. So I start with I, then aggregates, you see, general aggregates, then those, you see, each of the aggregates. So mentally depend on rising, and they're empty. So you can do that. So depending on how much, you know, you see, you can, depending on your time. Then next day, and see, then think, the rest of the day, I'm going to practice mindfulness in that way. You know, form some meditation, whatever. See, the rest of the day, like, you know, to say, to practice mindfulness, that. So everything like this, you know, with I, how you felt, how you discovered the I, you know, when you think of a dependent rising, so that everything, what you see, yeah, may level by mind, because there's the base. So it's not there, you know, that's not the label, and it's not there. So all the rest of phenomena, you know, whatever you see, whatever, everything is just like that. So everything is merely level of my mind, you see, practice my mindfulness. So then when you think of that, you, in your heart, get the idea of that things are empty. You know, not like this. Everything is something solid appearing from there. Everything is empty. You see. So try to get the idea in your heart. You know, everything is empty. And by thinking, merely level of my mind, then all these are not like this. All these are total opposite, empty. So you see mountains, everything, you see. When you look at outside and everything, all of that, empty. Then the next day, then you see, you can do that. Similar, but it's augmented on the, I say, the form, sound, smell, is how they, you know, exist, how they subtle dependent rising of those, middle level of my mind, you know. And then the rest of the day also, you know, mindfulness as much as one can like that. The next day morning, say, you begin. that you see. See. The hallucination, you know, mindfulness on hallucination. You see, looking at hallucination, mindfulness on the, looking at it, hallucination, that which are hallucination. So you see, the I, when you think of the I, there's an I really appearing, real one appearing from there. So this is it. After your mind merely imputed I, then when it appears back, not merely leveled by mind. So there's a projection from negative imprint, from ignorance, there's a projection.